Bound and Abandoned, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. The Gem of the Collection, by Lawrence Harlot. Watch it, said Vera. She'd fastened the final pair of ankle cuffs to the post of our brass bed and was perusing her work. She tied me, naked, with my arms and legs wide open, to the four corners of the brass bed. I tugged and pulled against the ankle cuffs. She gave me a devilish smile and looked at the clock. You're going to get your birthday present in a minute, she said, and left the bedroom. Left to myself. I wondered what she was up to. I began thinking about the incredible series of pictures created by the French artist Saint-André during the 1930s for the erotic novel Gamiani. The illustrations depict scenes from an orgy. Vera and I have started our lovemaking sessions many times by enjoying these reproductions. There's one picture in particular that turns me on. It depicts a young man, driven by pleasure, who is waited on by a number of young girls. One stands over him, sticking her tongue against his while touching him up. Another girl caresses his ballsack. A third girl stands at his side, rubbing her crotch against his hand. I definitely recommend Erotica Universalis, the book where the pictures are reproduced. Vera understands why this, amongst my myriad of erotic fantasies, is one of them. It's the gem of my collection. I lifted my head and looked down at myself, bursting with anticipation. My cock reached past my stomach. There was a knock at the door. Finally, come in, my dear, I said. The door slid open. A girl I'd never seen before entered with Vera following. She locked the door behind her. Is this the birthday boy? Asked the girl. Yes, replied Vera. Say hello to April, she added, by means of an explanation. Words stuck in my dry throat. All I could do was nod. Happy birthday, said April. She boldly walked towards me, holding her hand out in greeting. However, realizing I was tied up, she waved her hand instead. It's certainly true, she giggled. You really are tied to the bed. Yes, isn't it fun? Laughed Vera, before taking the girl's hands in hers and pulling her closer. With a glance at my cock, which looked like it was going to reach them, she asked, Do you like your present? I nodded emphatically, and probably not dissimilar to a developmentally disabled person with a meal placed in front of them. Vera audaciously and delicately stroked April's breasts through her blouse.